There's a major shift happening in the global recycling industry, and that's being felt here in Utah, where some cities are rethinking their recycling programs or scrapping them altogether. KUER's John Reed has more.
Here in Utah, we have what some people might call a recycling problem. And walking along the noisy conveyor belts and mountains of junk at the waste management sorting facility in West Jordan, it's pretty clear we're not very good at it.
You can see there's IV tubing. We get a lot of needles.
Roger Horn is the supervisor here. He says recycling's been branded as an easy way for people at home to help the environment. But a lot of people aren't doing it right. He says about a quarter of everything he collects ends up in the dump, which is about average nationwide. People toss in recyclables that haven't been cleaned or stuff that was never recyclable to begin with.
You know, this is more stuff we pull off the line. You can see the wood. Somebody's, what is that? Butterfly.
Some fairy wings
for their kids. People know that's not recyclable. I just think they just throw it in there because they don't know what else to do with it.
Horn says people have been confused about what's recyclable for years. But now, as the industry struggles with rising costs and the need to cut back on convenience, it's getting harder for Utahns to do it right. So, how did we get here?
We got a little bit lazy here in the United States.
That's Marvin Acey of the Salt Lake-based Rocky Mountain Recycling. He says for a long time, the U.S. didn't have to worry about tossing junk into the recycling bin. China took most of it, used what it could, and threw out the rest. But in 2017, with trash piling up, China said no more. And now it's harder to find buyers.
You know, I think most people would agree these are probably the worst market conditions anybody's ever seen in their career.
Now, for the material to have any resale value, sorting facilities like AC's have to be much better at filtering what people throw out. That's made recycling more expensive, forcing some cities to reconsider their programs. Ogden shut its down for a while. Cedar City doesn't offer free public recycling bins anymore. And Washington County is facing a tough choice.
If we're going to continue it at all, or if we're going to change the rates and make the residents pay the full cost of recycling.
Neil Schwendeman with Washington County Solid Waste says that while his costs have gone up, the fee for residents has stayed the same, and the county is paying the difference. He says that's unsustainable, so the county is planning on writing a new contract and would let those who don't want to pay opt out. But it's not clear how people will react.
There's a group of people that are just so passionate about recycling that they're willing to pay whatever. There's others that are passionate that no way in heck do they want to pay for any type of recycling.
And while not everyone is on the brink like Washington County, more cities around the state are cracking down on what residents can toss in their bins. But getting that message out hasn't been easy, even to those passionate ones.
I've made this bottom drawer here where I keep glass.
That's Murray resident Jennifer Clark. She says she thinks about recycling a lot. She checks her city's acceptable list regularly. But after some conflicting announcements in Murray and other nearby cities, even she's confused. Like what you're supposed to do with plastic water bottles.
They can't be recycled.
Plastic water bottles?
That was not on the okay list when I checked recently. Do some research on it. Maybe I need to research it as well.
So I did. And turns out bottles are okay. Caps too. But I had to call two hauling companies in Murray to make sure. Which means that back at the sorting facility in West Jordan, Roger Horn is missing out on stuff that could be recycled.
Everything that comes in that's recyclable is valuable. We don't want to lose that.
Horn and others say there are some changes coming to Utah that could make recycling easier, like a high-tech sorting facility and a new paper recycling mill. But recycling's future is still mostly up to residents to sort out. John Reed, KUER News.